Today's Amud is Yevamos Chav Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Chesem and Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Shloisha Achen, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehen nesu en shtei achayos. Two of the brothers are married to sisters. So Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and to Leah. Isha ubita. Or another case, similar idea, is that they're married to other relatives. Reuven is married to a woman, and Shimon is married to that lady's daughter. Isha ubasbita. Reuven's married to a lady, and Shimon's married to that lady's granddaughter. Isha ubasbina, a different granddaughter. Hare elu choltzeis vlemis yavmais. In a case where Reuven and Shimon then die, and now you have sisters falling to Yibam to Levi, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, whatever the case is, the halacha is going to be chaltzais v'leimis yavmais. Levi is not going to be allowed to perform Yibam with either one of the women, because each one is going to be kreivas zikukasa, or if you hold ein zika, aslevatom etzis yavamin, but we'll go with one shot of yesh zika. Each lady is going to be kreivas zikukasa. He won't be able to be miyabim rachel because she's the relative of Leah, and he won't be able to be Miabim Leah because she's the relative of Rachel. Reb Shimon Paiter, says the Mishnah, so until now that was L'chaira obvious, that's something we could have learned out from the case of Arba Achen. But over here says the Mishnah Chiddush, that Reb Shimon Paiter. Now Reb Shimon says in this case, that he's Levi is completely Pater. He doesn't even need to do Chalitza. Whereas the Tanakhama says, Chaltzais V'leim Is Yavmais, that they need to do Chalitza, they just can't do Yibam. Reb Shimon says, Pater, that no, they don't even have to do chalitza. And the Gemara will explain what the reason for that is. The Chayra, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. There's only an Israel Zika. And if so, the Chayra, there should be midaraisa chi, if there's a Zika. Midaraisa, there should be a requirement to do chalitza. We'll see in the Gemara why Reb Shimon holds pater. However, in a case where, let's say, one of the two sisters, let's say in the case of sisters, but who I didn't if it's a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, but let's say in the case of sisters, Rachel and Leah are sisters, in a case where one of them is Aser to Levi with an Iser Erva, let's say Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so then Aser Bo, Mutter Ba'achaisa, Levi will be Aser to Rachel, but he'll be allowed to perform Yibam with Leah, like we had previously. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask what the Chiddush over here is, but that's the halacha that in such a case, Levi would be allowed to perform Yibam with Leah. And similarly, says the Mishnah, also another halacha that we Batsim already know, and the Gemara will ask why we have this next one as well, that Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, if let's say Rachel is Aser to Levi, but not as an Erva, she's a Shnia La'arayis, she's his grandmother, let's say, a Isser Kedusha, or she's an Isser Kedusha, she's a Isser La, or an Isra Asay, in such a case, being that Midaraisa, there's a Heta to do Yibam, so in such a case, Chaltzais V'leimis Yavmais, Levi will have to do Chalitza with both of the women. He's not going to be allowed to do Yibam, even to the other one. Even though Rachel, let's say, is Aser to Levi, he's not going to be allowed to perform Yibam with Leah in such a case, being that Leah is Achizikukasai, because in such a case that Rachel is only an Isser Kedusha or an Isser Mitzvah, so Midaraisa there is a Zika from Rachel, but Mela Leah is going to be Kreivas Zikukasai, and Levi is not allowed to perform Yibam with Leah. Now says the Gemara, that Tani, we learned in the Braisa, a Braisa which will explain to us what's the reason for Reb Shimon. Again, the case was, he had three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were, let's say, married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and to Leah, and Reuven and Shimon died without any children, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. Says Reb Shimon that you don't even have to do Chalitza. The Tanakhama says Chalitza is v'lo misyavmais. Reb Shimon says that no, Potter, that no, he doesn't have to do anything. So Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Reb Shimon Poiter b'shtehen min ha-chalitza min ha-yibam. The Braisa explains that when Reb Shimon says Potter, he means that both of them are Potter. Reb Shimon, that Levi doesn't have to do Chalitza or Yibam, neither with Rachel nor with Leah. Now what's the makar? What's the reason? Shenemar, it comes from a pasuk, because the Torah tells us the isha elachaisa lasikach litzrar. It says a person shouldn't take a woman and her sister as a co-wife. Reb Shimon darshens from this pasuk that b'shah shenasu tzarei zu lazu, at a time when their tzarei is one to the next, meaning if they both fall to Yibam, so they have a zika from each one of them, Rachel and Leah, so they're like tzarei zu lazu, so then the halacha is lasikach, is lo yehei lecha likuchin afilu ba'achas mehen, that you're not allowed to, there is no likuchin, there is no heter to be with either one of them. Meaning in such a case, there is no mitzvah yibum. That's a Reb Shimon Darshan from the Torah. That in such a case, where sisters fall to Yibum, so Reb Shimon says, then there is no requirement bichlau for Yibum. It's not just an issa derabanan of achis ikukasai, it's actually the Torah gave up a tour in such a case, and the Torah said that there is no Yibum in such a case. Mamela, each one's Eishas Ach, each one will be an Isser Kares. Mamela, each one has no, there is no Yibum with either one of the sisters, so Reb Shimon says that both women go out scot-free. The Mishnah then said that if one of the sisters, Rachel and Leah, let's say Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, if Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so then Levi could be Miyabim Leah. That's what the Mishnah said. Now I asked the Gemara, Hasul Amali, why does the Mishnah need to tell us this halacha? Hainu hach, I already know it from the previous Mishnah. That in such a case, where one of the sisters is an Isser Erva, okay, there we spoke about Arba Achen, we had it also about Shalosh Achen, about three brothers. So what's the chiddush over here? We already know that when two sisters fall to Levi, and one of them is an Isser Erva, so Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Leah. He could be Miyabim the other sister. So what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, L'Rab Shimon Itzrach. The chiddush is that even Rab Shimon agrees to this halacha. What's the chiddush? Because Salka Dayta Chamina, I might have thought to say that Hayov Am Rab Shimon Shtei Achayos Loichol Atzas V'Loi Misyav Mais Loichol Tzos V'Loi Misyav Mais. Since according to Rab Shimon, when two sisters fall, and neither of them are an erva to Levi, if neither of them, Rachel and Leah, neither of them are an erva to Levi, so then Levi has an iser de araisa to do yibum with Rachel and Leah. It's not like Lefi the Rabbanan that it's only an iser de Rabbanan of achis ikukasai. Lefi Reb Shimon, it's lo chaltzais v'lo misyavmais, which means that there is no zika, there's an iser de araisa for Levi to be with either one of the sisters. And if so, so I might have thought that in a case where Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so we should not allow Levi to be Miyabim Leah, because Ligzer Mishum Shtei Achayos Da'amah, we should make a Gzeira to the case that there's an Issa Daraisa. So Kamash Malan the Mishnah, that no, we don't make such a Gzeira, and in such a case where Rachel is an Erva to Levi, so Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Leah. This is what Rashi speaks out, that Batsam, we already know this Chiddush, that we don't make a Gzeira, but we only had that Chiddush within the Chachamim, who hold that the Issa, when two sisters fall, is only an Issa Darabana, that's Achayos Akukah. The chiddush over here is that even according to Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall, there's an iser de'araisa to be with either one of them, so there's more makim to make a gzeira in a case where Rachel is an erva to Levi, when one of them's an erva to Levi. And Kamash Malan the Mishnah, that even Reb Shimon doesn't have such a gzeira, and even Reb Shimon allows in such a case, allows Levi to be miyabim laya. Isra mitzvah v'chulu. The Mishnah then said that if Rachel, instead of being an erva to Levi, Rachel is just an isra mitzvah or an isra kedusha, so then Levi has to do chalitza with both of them. He can't do yibam with either one. Now I asked the Gemara, va'amar Reb Shimon, shtei achaya yisol chalitzas v'lo misyav mais. Asked the Gemara, why is this halacha even true? Why is this halacha true that when two sisters fall to yibam, Rachel and Leah fall to Levi, and Rachel is only an isra derabana, and she's only a shnia or an iser kedusha. So if she's only an iser derabanan, so if so midaraisa there's a zika. What's Reb Shimon Shita? Reb Shimon Shita is that when two sisters fall to yibam and there's a zika be'etzim coming from each one of them, so then there's no yibam bichlau and there's no chiyuv chalitza. So Reb Shimon should hold in such a case where Rachel is only an iser mitzvah or an iser kedusha. So Reb Shimon should hold in such a case, then you're back to the tyrus patur of leisikach. You're back to the leisikach litzrar. That there shouldn't be any requirement to do yibam or chalitza. Yet the Mishnah says that he has to do chalitza to both of them. So ask the Gemara, the Mishnah should have said, in Reb Shimon's chaylik, Reb Shimon paiter. So ask the Gemara, v'am Reb Shimon, shtei achayos, chalitzas v'lo misyav mais. This is, for all intents and purposes, a regular case of shtei achayos. It's true one of them has an issa derabana, but she's not an erva. So if so, this is a regular case of shtei achayos, and the halacha should be that according to Reb Shimon, they both go out scot-free. Yet the Mishnah says they require chalitza. What's the pshat? So says the Gemara, because it's a gzeira mishum iser mitzvah da'alma. If in this case, where Rachel is only a shnia to Levi, if we say that Levi doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza to either one of these women, now, of course, the reason would be, is because being that batzim there's a zika, so the Torah patterned both of them. But if someone sees this happening, someone sees that Levi is not doing chalitza to Rachel, because Rachel is a shnia to Levi, someone might come out with the wrong idea that anytime a shnia falls to yibum, so anytime a shnia falls to yibum, there is no requirement to do chalitza. And that's not true. Even Reb Shimon agrees, and in general, if you just have one yavama falling to yibum and she's a shnia, so of course she requires chalitza. So someone might come out from this picture though with the wrong idea. Someone might think that a shnia never requires chalitza. So that's what the Gemara says, that the reason why Reb Shimon requires chalitza in this case of the two sisters who fall to yibum, even though the Torah patterned them, is because gzeira mishum isra mitzvah da'alma. It's a gzeira atu, a case where one yavama falls to him, and she's an iser shnia, she's an iser mitzvah, or an iser kedusha, and someone might think that she does not need chalitza. So says the Gemara, so hatenach ihi, achaisa ma'ikal meimar. So now I understand why the Mishnah says that even according to Reb Shimon, that Levi has to do chalitza with Rachel, because Rachel's only a iser mitzvah or kedusha, and we don't want someone walking away with the wrong idea. Fine, so it makes sense, so Reb Shimon would say to do chalitza to Rachel. But why did the Mishnah says that both ladies require chalitza? It says chaltzais v'lei misyavmais. Why would Reb Shimon require Levi to perform chalitza with Leah? What's the why would that be necessary? If midaraisa she's pater legamri, so then why would the rabbanan make a chiyuv chalitza with Leah? So says the Gemara, because gzeira achaisa mishum lasa dida. The reason is in order to enforce our gzeira that Levi has to do chalitza with Rachel, so they said that he has to do chalitza with Leah as well. Because otherwise he might mix it up. If we told him that he didn't have to do chalitza with Leah, so he might think that, oh, so I don't have to do chalitza with Leah, so that means I also don't have to do chalitza with Rachel. He might come to mix it up. Once he doesn't have to do chalitza with one, he might not do chalitza with the other. So therefore the Chazal said that he has to do chalitza with Leah. However, ask the Gemara, v'hagabe erva loy gazrinan, we don't have such a gzera by the case of an erva, meaning in the case where the sisters fall to Levi, Rachel and Leah fall to Levi, and Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. So in that case, we said that Levi could be miyabim Leah. He doesn't have to do anything to Rachel. He's miyabim Leah. If he wants to, he could also do chalitza with Leah. He has to do yibum or chalitza with Leah, but Rachel goes out scot-free. The question is why does Rachel go out scot-free? Why don't you make the same gezera that if you allow Rachel to go out scot-free, so then people are going to think that, oh, if Rachel goes out scot-free, so the other sister maybe also goes out scot-free, and he's going to come to not do chalitza or yibum with Leah. So says the Gemara, no, there we don't have a concern, because shani erva de migmar gemiri la inshi v'kala isla. People know by an erva that she's different, and an erva people understand that she doesn't require anything. She doesn't require yibum or chalitza, definitely not yibum. She doesn't even require chalitza. A person's not going to think that, oh, because the mother-in-law, because Rachel didn't require anything, so who then Leah doesn't? That a person's not going to mix up. But in our case, if you say that Leah doesn't require, if you say that in the case where Rachel's just an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha, then Leah doesn't require Chalitza, so people aren't going to necessarily chap. They don't know Reb Shimon's Makar of Lesikach Litzrar. They don't realize that that's why she doesn't require Chalitza. They might think, oh, it's sister, so Leah doesn't require Chalitza, Rachel doesn't either. And then they're going to come to think that, hey, wait a second, Rachel doesn't require chalitza. Oh, in general, an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha doesn't require chalitza. So because of all that, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said, everyone agrees that in the case of an Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha, the din is chaltzeis v'lei misyavmais on both sisters. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Shleisha Achin, again a case of three brothers. We have Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. And Shnayim, Nesu, and Shtei Achayos, exactly the same setup. Ruvain and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad Mufna, and Leah, and Levi is single. Which the Achrenim deal with why the Mishnah has to mention that, the fact that Levi is single. Let Levi be married. He's married to Mrs. Levi. The point is that he's not married to a third sister. That's all we really care about. So that's something that the Achrenim deal with. Ve'al Kapanim, so we have Ruvain and and Shimon who are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon have a third brother, Levi. Now, Mesa Echad Mibale Achayos, one of the brothers who are married to one of the sisters dies, so let's say Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Yibam. V'asa ba'mufna maimer, and now Levi goes ahead, and Levi does maimer with Rachel. So now he's like quasi, he's married midrabanan to Rachel. V'halazoi teitze misham, v'achar kach meis achiv, and then after meis achiv asheni, afterwards Shimon dies, the other brother dies, Shimon dies, and now Leah falls to Yibam. So now this is uncomfortable, because now Levi already did maimer with Rachel. So he's like quasi-married to Rachel already, and now Rachel's sister is falling to Yibam Leah. So if Levi would not have done Maimer, so then it would just be a regular case of two sisters falling to Yibam, the din would be Choltzis V'Lei Misyav Mais. Okay, Rav Shimon is Potter, but the din would be Lefi D'Chachamim, Choltzis V'Lei Misyav Mais. The Shaila is, what about over here in this case where Levi already did Maimer with Rachel? He already did Maimer with Rachel, what do we do now? So says the Mishnah to Machlekes. Beishamai Oimrim Ishta Imai. Beishamai says that the fact that Levi did Maimer with Rachel has tremendous significance. Beishamai gives a lot of significance to the Maimer, and therefore Beishamai says that Reuven's allowed to stay married to Rachel. Even though now Rachel is Achay Zikukasai, because Midaraisa, nothing happened. Maimer doesn't accomplish anything. So really, Rachel is now technically Achay Zikukasai of Leah. Still, Beishamai says that no, Reuven is allowed to stay with Rachel, because they did Maimer, and Maimer has a lot of significance. That's the way Beishamai understands. He gives a lot of significance to the Maimer. So Beishamai says that Levi could stay with Rachel, v'alizoi teitzei mishum achis isha, and Leah will then go out scot-free, because mamish, since the Maimer is very significant, so now Levi is married to Rachel, Mamela, Leah is going to go out scot-free, because she's Achis Isha. Levi's already married to Rachel, Mamela, Leah is Achis Isha, and the Gemara will explain Beishamai Shita, the exact significance that Beishamai is giving to the Maimer over here. It seems like right now that Beishamai is considering Maimer to be like mamish, a full Kenyan, like even Midaraisa, to the point that Leah doesn't even require Chalitza. She's Teitze Mishum Achis Isha. She's Achis Isha. She's Rachel's sister, and Levi is married to Rachel. Mamela, Leah goes out scot-free. That's Beishamai Shita. Ubeis Hillel Aimrim, however, Beis Hillel does not give as much significance to the Maimer, and therefore Beis Hillel says that this is like a case of two sisters falling to Yibam. So Mamela, he can't be together with either one of them. So how is he going to get rid of the Zika to each one of the sisters? He's Moitzi as Ishtai Begedu Bechalitza. Rachel, who he married, he did Maimer to. He now has to give her a get and Chalitza. A get to undo the Maimer, and Chalitza to undo the Zika. Ve'eshes Achiv Bechalitza. And his wife's sister, meaning Leah, he has to get rid of by just doing Chalitza. There's no reason to do anything more than Chalitza, but he has to do Chalitza with Leah. And says Beis Hillel that Zui Sha'amru, it's about this that Chazal say, Ailai al Ishtai, Ve'ailai al Eshes. That he has a double negative. He is Ailai for the fact that he has to get rid of his wife, he has to get rid of Rachel, and also he can't even be with Eishes Achiv, he can't even be with the other Yavama, he can't be with Leah. Now says the Gemara that Zuhi Lmuute Maya. What was Beis Hillel coming to stress? What was the Mishnah stressing when it said that it's only about this case that we say Ailai Meishtei Ailai Meishas Achiv? Says the Gemara Lmuute Hachta Rabbi Yeshua, to exclude the case of Rabbi Yeshua, the Loy Avdin and Kavase, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that in that case we do not go like Rabbi Yeshua. There's a case where Rabbi Yeshua had a similar idea where Rabbi Yeshua said Ailai Meish Al Ishtei Ailai Al Eishas Achiv, and the Mishnah is coming to say that no, it's only about our case that we say Ailai al Ishtai, Ailai al Eishes Achiv, but in Rabbi Yeshua's case we do not go like Rabbi Yeshua, we do not say Ailai al Ishtai, Ailai al Eishes Achiv, Ella Ikar Begamliel, Ikar Abelazar, we either go like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Eliezer. Now what was the case over there? It's a case Batsam we're going to have later on in the Masechta, but we'll just discuss it quickly. The case over there of Rabbi Yeshua, he's discussing a case where Reuven and Shimon married sisters. Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. However, the difference is that Reuven married Rachel a kedushin de'araisa. Rachel is a gedayla, and Leah is only a katana, and Shimon's marriage to Leah is only a kedushin de'rabanan. What happened was is Reuven then died, and now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon. So the shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that since Rachel now falls to Shimon, and Shimon's marriage to Leah is only a kedushin de Rabbanan, so it's Ayilay al Ishtay, Ayilay al Ishas Achiv. He has to get rid of Leah, who he's married to now with a kedushin de Rabbanan, because she's Achiz de Kukasai, so he has to get rid of Leah, and he also can't do Yibam with Rachel, because once he divorces Leah, so now Rachel is going to be Achiz Grushasai, and so he's going to be Aser to Rachel. So in that sense, Rabbi Yeshua says, however, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel have different etzas. They have other etzas, maybe that Leah will do Mian with Shimon, or be like they were never married, and then Shimon could be Miyabim Rachel, or it could even be that Shimon could just wait until Leah becomes the Gedaila, and then he could stay married to Leah, and then Mamela Rachel will go out scot-free. Different etzas that they give, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that it's only in our case that we say but in that case of Rabbi Yeshua, we do not pass like Rabbi Yeshua. We either go with the eights of Rabbi Gamliel or like the eights of Rabbi Eliezer.